Well, you said back in the old days you didn't shine the light too much.
Right. Well, you know, you'd shine it.
You would shine it to find him.
Right. Then you turn it off.
Yeah.
Then when you'd get up and you turn it on, you'd shoot him.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Because I never heard of any other way but shining the light.
Right. Well, that's the only way you could find it. But I'm talking about you didn't just turn it on and shine and look all up in the sky or anything like that. Because, wow, the game commission, they'd have you.
It's called fire hunting.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Right. It used to be fire hunting and gator hunting. Now it's just fire hunting. They passed so many laws and everything now, there's no market for the alligator hides anymore. They have to go to France with them now.
How much do you get a foot now?
It varies. It could be anywhere from $26.80 a foot to $7 a foot. Mm-hmm. But we don't get but 70% of that. Mm-hmm. The state of Florida gets 30%.
Yeah.
And you said you took about 1% in this region. How many is that a year?
The first year, we killed 75 complaint alligators. And then it fluctuates. It depends on water. It depends on if it's dry. If it's real dry, you don't have too many complaints because they stay in there. Like this year, we expect a lot of complaints because the water's high. It's the rivers are getting out, and they move, you know. The male alligator, see, in the spring of the year is when they mate. And the female never moves. She stays in the male alligator is the one that does the traveling. We take all of our alligators are 95% males, 5% female. That's a ratio, kill ratio in them. But then sometimes you get a person that has a hole of water and he doesn't have an alligator today, but tomorrow he does. He's got a big alligator, and then he just came in there that night. They travel at night.
Mm-hmm.
And so they call the game commission, and we have to go get him.
When I first moved down here, there was an article in the paper about some man who had one out in his front yard down there near Alligator Lake. Did you catch that one?
Dr. Clark's yard, yeah, it was a 12-foot alligator. We caught him right beside Alligator Lake there in Dr. Clark's front yard.
Yeah.
And we've taken some big alligators out of Alligator Lake. We took one that was 11'6" that had eaten four smaller alligators.
You found those in its stomach?
In its stomach. He was trying to catch a man's dog.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big alligator. Mm-hmm. We thought we had killed him and tied him to the boat and got him back to the bank and pulled him out. And he just come back to life and got up and walked back in the lake with us.
Barbara was saying, in fact, that dogs are like candy to an alligator.
That's right. That's right.
Is there anything you can do to keep your dog safe if you live
on
the lake?
Don't let him go around the water.
Just keep him away.
Keep him away from the water. You don't, you know, me,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't go swimming in that Suwannee River if you paid me. There's no way. And I was raised here.
Yeah.
The ratio of alligators in there now are 10 to 1 what they were 25 years ago, and I'm not going in it.
And I learned to swim in the Suwannee
That's
River.
That's me, too.
And I wasn't afraid of it as a child, but I am now.
I'm not going in the Suwannee River.
Do you think some of these drownings have anything to do with maybe an alligator? You know, they say, well, he dove in and he never came up. Could you hit an alligator and break your neck?
Sure. Sure. He has his hide and all on his back is nothing but bone. You could break your neck.
That's happened right down here at the spring.
Mm-hmm, I've heard about that. If an alligator caught you, you would know it, or either he would pull you right under. Jim Roundtree owns Roundtree Motor Company there in Harris Lake. He lives right on Harris Lake. He was out there working in his front yard, and his lab was just playing around the edge of the lake, and he just disappeared. Never seen him again. About 30 minutes later, an alligator popped up out there about, 100 yards, and he had the dog in his mouth.
He actually saw the dog in the
deer's mouth. Oh, yeah. But they'll catch anything. A big alligator has no fear. And he just didn't eat you as he had a dog if he's hungry.
He would go after a person then.
If he's hungry.
Have you ever heard of a gator going after somebody?
Yeah, me.
Really?
Well, that's when we were. I was after him, though. Yeah. That's why he was. But as far as that one got after Lamar, and then one up at Austin Jones, where we got turned over at it, there was one got after his wife. He was about a 9-footer, and we finally got him, but that was a bad alligator.
Yeah.
She was standing in about knee-deep in the water, and the alligator got after her. She was fishing, so we went up there to get him, and it was in a real bad swamp. I mean, a bad swamp. What he had done, he dammed up a slough on both ends, and the trees, you know, the water came up, and the trees died, and some of them fell over, and they were floating logs and tussocks and mosquitoes and everything else in the place. So when we gigged him, he had started his run, and he got hung up in some of those logs. And, of course, he started fighting then, and we were right there, and he come off the bottom and come up under the boat and hit the boat and turned us over. Mm-hmm. Everything. All the lights went out. And I don't know why we didn't get caught that night, but I thought we were. I just, you know, my first impression was, well, I've had it. You know, I'm going to get bit, because I went head first right down and beside where he was at. I was standing up when he turned us over. But I come up, and I went to a little tree and climbed the tree. And my helper, he got on top of the boat.
A big tree.
It was about that big.
About 3 or 4 inches diameter.
The first thing I could get to. And, of course, all the lights had gone out. And I still had my headlight on, but all of a sudden, I hit my headlight a couple of times, and it come back on. And we got out and got all the boat and everything, turned it back over and got all our equipment back in it and dove down and got all that and finally got the alligator. But he had got hung
up. So you went swimming back in that water.
Yeah, I'm not leaving all that equipment on the bottom. I just wanted to get out of there until I made sure he left. So we had a battery and a Q-beam light and all our equipment and everything went to the bottom. It was about 10 feet deep. So we dove down and finally got all that back up after we turned the boat back over and bailed it out and got everything straightened out.
But gators don't usually go after people who are not bothering them, do they?
No, huh? No. They're not going to run up on the land and catch you or anything like that. Only way one would do that if you feed him, or, you know, he loses his fear of man. The only way a big alligator would catch you is, you know, they've been around so many years and he has no enemies. And you know, a human don't look no different to him than a dog or a cat or a hog or a deer or whatever. And when he's,
so would they go after a kid more than a
yep.
grown-up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We got to go get one out of the backside of Harris Lake that got after Floyd Messer's child. He was 10'5", and he was there. Now, he was trying to catch that little boy and that dog. And he tried us. You know, he thought when we got up there, he'd come right across the lake right to us. And it was at night, so we just gigged him from the bank.
Hmm. Well, I've been asking most of the questions.
Well, yeah. I heard you say a minute ago that you could then take them home and slaughter them at your leisure. What mm-hmm. do you do with them when you get them home?
I have a pen built, and I'll take and untie him, untape his mouth, and put him in that pen for a couple of days, you
what
know.
What's the pen look?
It's made out of cypress lumber. It's about the size of this room, 12 by 12, with a wire bottom in it. And, of course, it's covered to keep the sun off of him. And every so often we wet him down with a water hose. And he's just like he would be.
Do you feed him?
No.
How often does an alligator eat?
Oh, that's hard to say, because sometimes he can go a long, long time, a week, without eating. Maybe a week and a half. This is my estimation, you know, because we've killed them. It doesn't look like they've eaten within 2 weeks or 3 weeks. And then, depending on what he catches, you know, when he catches, he'll eat his fill, but he'll save with the rest of it. If he catches a cow, a full-grown cow, he'll save him. And he'll stay right there. He eats him all.
Hmm.
But they'll carry him in the water and put him up under a brush or a stump or something like that, and he'll stay right close by there.
Have you ever run into a situation like that where there's a cow?
Oh, yeah, plenty of times. Huh. Plenty of times, and especially in Madison County and Hamilton County. Mm-hmm. In August, when it's real hot, the cows, and you see how they get out in the lake.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a big gator there, he's caught. He'll catch him right by the nose and just pull him right on and drown him.
I'd heard that a gator will lie by the water, and then when a cow comes down, they'll even chase him a little bit on the ground. Is
that
true?
Yeah. Yeah, hog or anything like that. Uh-huh. He's a master at camouflage now.
Mm-hmm.
He can stick just his nose up out of the water in some grass or something, and you've never seen.
How fast are they on land?
He'll outrun a horse for 75, 100 feet. Outrun you.
Uh-huh.
He'll catch you.
Yeah.
But after that, he's spent, you know. But now for 100 feet, he can tighten down. He can outrun you easy. Hmm. And they'll get after you now if you fool around their nest. That's the only, really the only
Have
time.
Have you ever done that?
What? Got you dug in their nest? Oh, yeah. I got run out of Ocean Pond one time fishing by a big female gator.
Did you know you were doing it ahead of time?
Well, I had seen the nest, and I got to looking, and then I seen her. She was coming then. I just beat her to the bank. She come right on out. Oh. They blow and hiss, and they carry on real. If you've never heard of that.
I have, but.
I want to ask a question. You said that when you used to illegally hunt gators, did you ever grunt them up?
Oh, yeah.
Can you do that sound?
Yeah. The best man I've ever heard of that was Jesse Law.
Mm-hmm.
He's the best.
I'd like
what,
that sound.
What is that noise?
Well, it's kind of like a... You've heard a little baby alligator? You know, he
Not
makes
a, baby,
a song. Well, a small one. He makes a sound kind of like a bullfrog. And... I'd do it for you, but I've got a cold, and it sounds kind of wild. But
do it anyway.
Kind of a, but it's a little bit more deeper and a little bit sharper than that, and you can make him come right across the water to you. Huh. I don't know what it is about them, but they'll come to that sound if you're good. Now, if you're not, he'll just sit over there and look at you.
Kind of like calling turkeys.
That's right, same thing. Calling turkeys. You've got to get down to it. He has a set of ears on him just like we do. He can hear very good. Very good.
Well, could Jesse call him right up to him and club him in the head?
Yes, ma'am. I've hunted alligators for Jesse.
Did your father hunt alligators before you did?
Yep, him and my uncle both. To a certain extent. We learned a lot from them.
Did you hunt with them as a child?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. When did you first try hunting?
I can't remember. It's all my life.
Uh-huh. You just go along in the boat and watch them do it. And
go along the boat and you end up helping them skin them and you end up this. And you just kind of a tradition that's passed down, you know. You don't learn to do it overnight. You have to. You learn something every time you go. I still learn things about it. I found out, you know, a few things here lately that I thought was the other way, but it's not. And if somebody wanted to get into it right now that's never hunted alligators, if he wanted to go to work for the state, he would be at a loss because, they've got it. It's a science to us. They expect, it's just like a business now. Go to such and such place and get this 10-foot alligator. That's it. Goodbye. I mean, it's no big, just like we're sitting here talking, it's no big deal. And we just go get him and come back, and they might call me again, or, hey, I got an alligator over here. Or, no different going and saying, hey, go pick up this truck, or go get this kid, or it's just a business.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any friends or relatives or anything that you're teaching how to do it?
Well, I've got a boy 9 years old. He's learning. He's just around it. And my cousin's boy, he's 8. He's 6 years old. And he's, they're following. They're kind of getting interested.
Can you take
him
out in the boat with?
I've taken this boy of mine a couple of times, only on small gators, but not no big ones yet. I don't know. They might pick it up. They might want to do that. They might not. You don't ever know. It's something that they might have. They might have it in them. They might not. You just don't ever know about that. You don't ever know what your children's going to do.
Yeah.
He seems interested in it, but he's been around it so much now all his life. I mean, he sees a 10-foot alligator or a 12-foot alligator. It's just another, just a way of life to him. Because like I was when I was a kid, I didn't think nothing about it when they come up with an 8 or 9 foot alligator. A lot of people say, "My God, what an alligator! Look at that alligator! I mean, you know, what's just an alligator?" Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm that way about snakes. I'm not picking up no snake.
Yeah.
I don't care what kind he is. I don't nothing to do with snakes. I just don't like them.
Seems like the questions never end, but I
go ahead.
How much a pound now do you sell that meat to restaurants?
$5 a pound. Oh, there's a good demand for it. We sell to you can buy it at Wayside Restaurant in Lake mm-hmm. City, Robert's Dock, Mike's IGA Delicatessen in Jasper, Florida. He has an alligator dinner once a week. Cooey's Restaurant.
But you have to sell it to restaurants. You can't sell it to individuals.
Right. Right, to restaurants.
Well, now, is there any other kind of license that somebody could get to go and hunt alligators just to supply the restaurant?
No, sir. Not in the state of Florida. You have 52 control agents in the state of Florida. Hmm. That's all. 52 people.
And you work with your cousin.
Right.
But do you... Are you a licensed as a team, or are you licensed?
I have the license, mm-hmm. and he is he's my helper, yeah. according to them. But we are a team.
Right.
I wouldn't go with anybody else, not the way we have to take them. Mm-hmm. You have to know, we've done it so much, we don't ever talk. We use hand signals. I can go this way, you turn the boat that way. I can tell him when he stops, or if I want him to, whatever. We just never talk. And we've done it so much, he knows exact angle to go. He knows how far to go, how fast to go, when not to run the boat, when to do everything. It's just a team, and our percentage of catches are 92%. And if we were to break up and him to get a helper, me to get a helper, we'd spend probably 2 years training another person to go along with it, you know, the way you learn to do it. So we just... It's just us. Yeah. That's it. I wouldn't go with nobody else. I wouldn't go with you.
Yeah.
Because I don't know you, you know. Sure. And you're getting a lot of tights now. You're getting, when they end up biting holes in the boat, and sometimes you're just getting tights. They want to fight, and a lot of times when you bring him up to kill him, he comes up with his mouth open, and you got to have that kicker in reverse and just far enough to where you're pulling him and where he can't lunge and catch the boat. See, because a big alligator, if he could catch the front of that boat and go to rolling, he'd turn you over. Uh-huh. And just you keep him just far enough away by him being in reverse to where you can reach through that bane stick and kill him. Mm-hmm. Because if you let him get too close, you're just caught. Yeah. That's it.
How big a boat do you use?
14 feet.
14 feet. Yeah. Is it John boat
style? Yeah, flat bottom John boat, aluminum. We used to use wood, but we found out they can tear up a wooden boat. Aluminum is stronger than wood.
Yeah.
So we went to aluminum. They can bite a hole in it, but he can't bite the back out of it, and the front out of it, and the bottom out of it. But they can tear a wooden boat up easy.
Uh-huh.
But everything we've done, when we started this thing out, or when they started, nobody knew, you know, how we were going to. Everybody was saying, harpoon him, gig him. I mean, let's shoot him. Well, they won't let us do that because of the gun and light law. So we started making gigs, and the first gig I built, and you could have gigged Moby Dick with it. We found out that didn't work. So we experimented, and then every time we'd gig one out of the front of the boat, it just about knocked me out of the boat on the back pressure of the pole. So we come up with a platform and the railing deal then, and just add and subtract, and finally you get a working effectiveness with the right kind of equipment, and it's all by trial and error. So, but I guess we're doing a good job. They still give us a contract every year.
Uh-huh. I'd like to get to see one of those harpoons. Well, I imagine it's expensive.
I'll bring it. Well, we make them ourselves.
Uh-huh.
I'll bring you one by.
Okay.
Let you look at it.
I'd even like to get a picture and maybe sketch how it works mm-hmm. and stuff.
And, well, I can show you exactly how it works.
Uh-huh.
You can show, it's about that long. The gig isn't no longer than that. An inch and a quarter long.
And that gets under its skin. And
it goes, goes through the hole, and the way the hole is drilled in it horizontal, when it goes through and you pull back on that cable, it turns it this way.
Yeah.
It's like that. It goes through like that, but then it's up under the skin like that.
It's very sharp, right?
Yes, ma'am. And it's very, very sharp. But It's got a little fin on the backside of it to where you pull it that way. It just locks it in there, and you can pull a truck out the river with it or anything. Yeah, you're not going to pull it out.
The gator skin, is that tough?
Ooh, yes, sir, it's tough. That's the toughest thing I've ever got a hold of. When we're skinning them, we used to use a pocket knife, and we'd go through 3 or 4 pocket knives a summer, breaking the blades out of them. And so we finally went to a special type knife. We tried all kind of knives. And the Uncle Henry little drop skinner about that long was the best knife we found to skin them with. You end up skinning anything from 40 to 70 gators a year, from a period of March through September.
They
every now and then.
Dry the skin.
We put salt on it and roll it up, and they pick it up.
I see.
And every 2 weeks they pick up what skin we got. Uh-huh. Used to freeze them, put them in the freezer, roll them up and freeze them. But the Game Commission picks up skins from us. And they carry them to Gainesville and store them in a big cooler, and they have an auction every year. Matter of fact, they say, today's the 17th.
18th.
They opened the bids yesterday on some that we had from last year. We haven't been paid for those from last year yet.
No. Were you going to say something else?
I wanted to ask you what color the alligator is. Is it white?
Yes, ma'am. It's white. It looks like the breast of a chicken,
does
except
it?
His legs, the meat on his legs is red,
uh-huh.
Real dark red.
See.
And the one on his, everything else is white.
Yeah.
Everybody's always saying alligator tail's the best part there is. That's the worst part of him.
Which is the best part?
The jowls up here and his neck muscles. There's no alligator fat on it at all.
What does it taste like?
I don't eat it. I used to eat it, but I don't eat it no more. It tastes, to me, it tastes like a cross between chicken and fish. A kind of a in between that. But I don't eat it. It's skint too many of them. It's real good, though. They say a lot. I think a dinner cost you about $8, I think, at the wayside. I believe is what it cost you. But see, you can't sell, but about 40% of him that's really, we don't package anything that I wouldn't eat myself. I mean, you gotta have to, and of course we're monitored by the health department, but we wouldn't sell a piece of a real tough meat or anything like that because it'll catch up with you. You know, if you go in and buy something tough, you're not gonna come back and get any more of it. So it's about 40% of him that's good, edible, saleable meat, and the rest of it we throw away.
Well, the restaurants have to obtain a permit to sell
it? Yes, ma'am. They have to have a license to sell it. It doesn't cost them anything, but they have to write off to the Game Commission and get a permit. And then that puts them liable for inspection. They have an inspector that goes around. He comes by and sees us, too. They check our permits against our meat, against the hides, and they go to the restaurant and check the same thing there and make sure there's no black marketing going on like there used to be. It's run on a very, there's a lot of paperwork to it. And if you don't keep up with the paperwork, they'll be on top of you right quick. They want to know why.
Do you sell the meat frozen or do you just
make
it right?
We make it 5-pound boxes. It's this fish box. It's a white fish box that looks, you buy it and shrimp and stuff in. And well, I say 5 pounds. Yeah, it's 5 pounds to the box. And it's cut up and filleted, ready to pack, ready to eat. And we freeze it, and they buy it like that. It has a seal on the box, and if he buys 1,000 pounds of it, he can't have but one box open, the one he's working out of. If you've got over 2 open, they'll confiscate it from the restaurant. Same way with us. We have coordinators that come and check with us, Game Commission. They keep track of what's going on. And if I was to goof up and take an illegal alligator, unintentionally, I'd call my coordinator and, it would work out. But if they caught me gator hunting or something like that, I'd probably pull a prison term. You see, you come on, the alligator's still an endangered species.
Yeah.
And that puts him under federal law right there, Threatened Endangered Species Act. And you're subject to federal law if you get caught alligator hunting.
But people do it anymore?
People do it, but they can't. They do it because they want some of it to eat, I guess, or they're trying to prove something to themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know why. There's no demand for it.
Yeah.
Only you know through an approved facility like we are. I don't know, a lot of guys, they say, well, I kill an alligator down here, or I can do that, or I don't know, people seem to get a macho image out of doing something like that.
Yeah.
Because you hear a lot of guys, let me go with you, let me go with you. You know, I like to go. I like to go. My wife wanted to go. I said, okay, you can go. She won't ever go again, she says. NBC did a deal on us 4 years ago for the news when they first started this program. A guy named Fred Francis came down with all his video people and everything, and we had to get a gator out of Watertown Lake, so they went with us, and they were in another boat with the lights and all this stuff, and Fred was in the boat with us. Well, I gigged a 9-foot alligator. And I pulled him right up to the boat, and Fred, he was standing up in the boat taking pictures with his camera and clicking this. And I told him, I said, Fred, sit down, you're going to turn us over. Well, he sat right down in the middle seat. When I pulled a gator up out of the water, a gator just reached up and caught the boat right beside him like that, and Fred got out.
Jumped out of the boat?
The other side.
With the camera?
Oh, clothes and all. I don't know if I still have that. They were taking all this on the other side out of the other boat, but he got out of that boat now. Mm-hmm. It scared him. I mean, you know, I knew the gator was going to bite the boat, and I was trying to keep him from it, but he was right there. He just wham, and Fred got out. He said, I've had enough. Let's go to the hill.
Did they ever use that?
They didn't put that part. Yes, ma'am. They put it on TV. They didn't use the part about him getting out of the boat, though. They put it, they aired it on Sunday Night News with Jessica Savage 2 or 3 years ago about, had too many gators, Lake City, Florida.
Yeah.
They had a big deal on
there. Well, do you feel there are too many gators now that maybe they shouldn't be controlled?
Well, I feel there's too many gators, yes. But if they open season on them again, I don't think they should do that. I think that they should, if there's too many gators, they should have some programs, you know, that's highly controlled, like harvesting, taking so many out of this grid system on the map and issuing so many permits to qualified people. And, you know, if they want a gator hunt like that. But I don't think there should be an open season on them again, because you'd be right back to where they were before. And what I mean by too many gators, I think the Suwannee River's got too many gators in it. I think Palestine Lake's got too many gators in it. I think Noonan's Lake in Gainesville's got too many gators in it. And you need to take the big ones out. Just get anything from 8 foot up. And, you know, the small ones, they're not going to hurt you.
Is the Suwannee the hardest to harvest a gator out
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I hate it. I hate it when we get a complaint in the Suwannee River. The rocks in it, it's moving water, and you can't hardly control your boat, and especially when it's up now.
Yeah.
You couldn't hardly take one out of it right now on account of the water being. But when it's real low, you've got rocks, and you'd be going along with your troll motor, and all of a sudden you're on the rock, and then you have to get out, and you have to walk along with the boat until you get back to deep water, get back in it, and go again. And anytime you got moving water, it's hard to control.
Yeah.
We had to go to Aleno State Park and take two last summer, right down underneath the bridge, and that was running water.
Mm-hmm. And that's where they swim.
Right. They were right there in the swimming area. We had to get special ammunition. We had to shoot one of those because you just couldn't get up on him. But the other one, it was where that real rapid water was right through there. He was laying kind of in a hole there. He was 8 feet. And he'd go up and go down, go up and go down, and we'd have to get in the water and go down real fast in the water there and try to gig him as we'd go by, and he'd go down, and we'd have to turn around and get out the boat and pull the boat back up the river and then turn it around and get back in the boat and try him again. And we did that for about 3 hours, and I'd just give out. We never did get him that night. We had to go back. You don't get him every time you go. Sometimes you have to go back 3 or 4 times to get the alligator. We took one from Henry Ratliff right over here. He was 10 feet 5 inches long. Here about August, September. That was a big alligator. And that little hole right behind his chicken house was there.
How about Itchtutney clear water?
Yeah, they're in there too.
Sulfur water?
Yes, ma'am. It don't make no difference what kind of water. He can survive in salt water. They had one off the pier in Jacksonville last summer. Right in the ocean, swimming up and down the beach. I don't know where he came from. He can adapt into anything. He can live in slimes. He can live anywhere. Anywhere. Trouble with him, if he didn't eat dogs and didn't bother, you know, us, he would be accepted like the deer. You know, everybody's mad about somebody killing a deer, but the only thing with the alligator, what he sees, he eats ducks and chickens and you or anything.